Tourist parking and also hospitality sector challenged. But in relation to the parking area, the golden goose for tourism has been the efforts of individuals like Pat in the Isle of Doe, like John in the Wild Alpaca Way, and many others in Mavilla Buncrana. However, those promoters have talked about the need for additional car parking, laybys that are required and should be supported by the council, and that's something I wanted to bring to their attention.
The point was made last week, and indeed at the meeting by Councillor Martin McDermott, that Inishowen has been carried in terms of tourism by the private sector. Now it's time for the public sector, including the council, to stand up and say, OK, it's our turn.
To the fore is the challenge we're putting to Fáilte Éireann's and into our own council. We want to sell ourselves as a region. On our doorstep is the Derry Tyrone Fermanagh area. To market in Inishowen is a challenge in itself. We want Fáilte Éireann, Donegal Tourism, our own council to just set up to the delivery of these facilities that we've been told by promoters could be much better served here in Donegal.
A lot is made of the Letterkenny Derry Gateway in terms of development, in terms of economic cooperation. Is there enough made of the potential in terms of tourism cooperation?
I think more could be done. And I say that with all of the people who have the promotion of the peninsula and the attraction of more footfall into Inishowen. This is at their core, but they need support, and it needs to be obvious that all of the tourism promotion bodies are working Lecalia to assist, and of course I'm calling assisting hospitality sector in the Inishowen Peninsula.